Louisiana's 5th Congressional District votes for a new representative on October 19th. The election will decide who serves out the remainder of Rodney Alexander's unexpired term. Blake Weatherly is a candidate and joins me for a discussion of his campaign. Blake, thank you for your time.
No, thanks for having me.
Is this your first run at an elected office, and why the decision to get into the race?
Yes, it is. My first elected office to run for. I noticed that only career politicians were running, and we needed some average citizens to go into and represent our voice in Fort Louisiana. And also, I looked around my age group that's not represented in Congress. We need our younger generation to step up and start taking control of some of the political issues facing this country.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your work experience. How has that, or has it, shaped your views of some of the issues that we're talking about in the race, like the economy and health care?
I worked through college, a military background, entered engineering, civil engineering, where I was able to help the communities, different aspects, different developments, working with government grants. And I saw the need for the communities side of it, but also through some leadership programs, connected and networked with the fellow people, that I was able to understand their needs and what the community needs as a whole. And looking around what Congress is pushing through, pushing on to the citizens, is not what we need here in this country.
You mentioned needs. What is the one issue that you've heard most from voters in the district, and what is your response to that?
You know, everybody's concerned about Syria right now, but Obamacare, or the Affordable Health Care Act, is still a top on the issue. Overall, the concerns of the people are more about limiting the government. The government's reached into our lives too far, and we need to limit that. We have issues with the NSA spying on citizens. We have issues with the IRS targeting different groups based on political views. Overall, all the issues that the citizens keep talking about come back to, we need to pull the government back, scale it back, get it under control, and make it accountable to the people.
You are registered as a Republican. How does your platform differ from those others in the race?
I am a registered Republican, but more so than that, I'd like to say I'm a conservative. We do have some candidates in the race that are true Republicans. They answer to the national conventions. I don't think that's where a candidate should stand. I think it should answer to the people here in Louisiana. The platform should represent an ideal of where you stand, but not dictate your every move. So if we can get a candidate in office that answers to the people here locally, that listens to the voices and takes that voice to Washington, D.C., we'll be much better off here in Louisiana.
Well, it is a shortened race to the October 19th election. How do you plan to get that message to as many voters as possible?
I do come from a younger generation where we're more involved into the Twitter, the Facebook, the LinkedIn. And so far, my responses have been nothing but positive, and it's a big outreach. Now, the traditional media, the traditional TVs, newspaper, is an aspect of reaching out, but we have to use the new technology to reach people. With that being said, nothing can beat meeting people face-to-face. That's where you really get to hear their story, what they need, and their voice here.
Blake Weatherly is a candidate for Louisiana's 5th Congressional District and the vote coming up on October 19th. Blake, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for your time.